That's quite nice until I was grown. After I got, well, I thought I was grown. See, I ran away and got married when I was 16. Uh-huh. And then the round dancing was coming in. And all these other dances has come since then. See, that's been 49 years ago.
What is round dancing?
It's kind of like the waltz now.
You and your boyfriend would move in a circle?
Yeah. And where they don't hold one another, now they held like that.
Okay, so they did hold to each mm-hmm. other. And it was a little bit closer than square mm-hmm. dancing.
Yeah, a lot closer.
All right. If children get out of school, say, at 4 o'clock, you would say, at 4 o'clock, school does what?
Turns out.
After vacation, they might say, when does school
start?
A boy left home to go to school and didn't show. He did what?
Played hooky.
All right. What about in college if he didn't show up? He what?
I don't know.
Let's say you go to school. Why do you go to school? Well, you go for many reasons, and one reason you may go is to get an
education.
Back when you were growing up, your mother might have said that she wanted you to go to school to get what?
Education.
Would she have said anything else besides education? Learning or anything like that? Okay. After high school, you would go on to?
College.
After kindergarten, where would you go?
School.
What grade would you go to?
Primer.
All right. Did they have a term for kindergarten back then, or did they
didn't have kindergarten back then.
They referred to the first grade as which grade?
First grade. You started in the primer, and then the first grade, and then the second grade, and on like that.
All right.
And you didn't start to school until you were 7.
You didn't? You had to be 7 years old. Mm-hmm. How long did you go to school? How many years was it considered completing high school then?
11.
11th grade was, they didn't have a 12th grade. If while you were out of the classroom, a friend came by and wanted to leave you a message, you might say that someone left a note on my
desk.
Also, sometimes teachers have been known to ask you to help them, and so they might ask you to help wash all the what?
Desk.
All right.
Blackboards and windows.
If you have more than one, you would say, I have two.
Teachers.
Or talking about furniture, there are two, if you have one desk.
Two desks.
All right. What would they call a building which was especially for books?
Library.
And a place where you mail packages is a?
Post office.
You would stay overnight at a?
Hotel.
And if you went to see a play, you might go to the?
Movies.
Back then, did they call them movies now?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about...
By Joe Theaters. And
all right, I'm not talking now about actually a film, a motion picture film. What did they call them where people were actually performing live on stage?
I don't know. I never did see one.
Did you ever hear terms like opera house or
theater? I heard of it, but I never. We didn't have one in Laurel.
Uh-huh.
All we had was movies. They called them By Joe Theater, cost a dime to see it.
Is that right? Did they have popcorn?
Yeah, they had popcorn and candy, and made out of syrup.
Uh-huh.
And there was a lady sit down front, Mrs. DeGray, and played the piano, organ.
Uh-huh.
All during the silent movies, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she played the organ or piano softly, and you sit there and watch the silent movie. And then they'd show part of the movie, and then they'd be writing, telling what it was about and all, you know.
How much did it cost to buy popcorn?
Nickel.
A nickel?
Back down.